This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare. As we know it, for more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're visiting with Laura Kadari, a celebrated personal trainer, trauma practitioner, and educator. Her new book is Lifting Heavy Things, Healing Trauma, One Rep at a Time. And Laura, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And you're certainly welcome, and we're looking forward to hearing from you today. And thanks for your time. So tell us, what inspired you to write this book, which combines a memoir, self-help, and research? Sounds quite interesting.
Yes. So a big part of my mission is increasing access to body-based healing modalities for trauma. And, you know, I started doing this practice when I couldn't find somebody who was doing the work of trauma-informed strength training. And so I, you know, there are more people doing it now, but when I threw my hat in the ring, it was very hard to find anyone else. There seems like there were a few practitioners, and I just wanted to make my approach more accessible to more people than I could just do by offering classes. You know, a book is also a more affordable option for many people than, you know, working directly with me. And I have always been a writer, a lover of personal essays. And when I started out this project, I thought it was really going to be very textbooky, but what kept coming out was this combination that you mentioned of both personal narrative and then also a self-help component, you know, a researched book, and then also instructions, practical exercises. And I guess that's also how I teach. So I guess that's what came out in my writing.
Well, I'm sure those that have read this book already are quite thankful that you took the effort to write this book. Really appreciate your introducing it to the audience. Now, I'd be curious on this. How did you, someone who cut gym class and loathed the gym well into adulthood, become a person who loves fitness? That is quite an interesting transition there.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And I think it's really important that people know that about me, right? Because I think a lot of us don't like the gym. I didn't like the gym. I wouldn't go to the gym well into adulthood. At 27, after 7 years of walking around in a lot of pain, I finally was convinced to meet a personal trainer that my mother had been working with, who she swore he would really help me and that he was very nice. And that is my friend, Ed Williams. We are very close to this day. He still writes my programs on occasion. And he just really made the gym feel like an okay place to be. I enjoyed seeing him, and it took many years really before I started to love fitness. But what I did really appreciate was when I started strength training, I started to manage my chronic pain. My pain went away. And so it was worth it. It was worth it to show up to the gym. And then just over time, it shifted. You know, I started to really, my self-esteem went up. I felt like I could really was be able to experience what it was like to progress and get better and get more athletic. You know, I joke around, I'm not fast, but I learned proper sprinting mechanics and I got faster. And, you know, I'm still not super speedy, but it's really exciting to see, even as an adult, how you can increase your athleticism after thinking that I just couldn't do that. So it was a slow progress. And then about 8 years into strength training, I admitted that I wanted to try barbell sports. And that was the thing that I fell in love with.
Well, you certainly got to love that good stuff. Today, we're speaking with Laura Kadari, a celebrated personal trainer, trauma practitioner, and educator. Her new book is Lifting Heavy Things, Healing Trauma One Rep at a Time, and she's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health and Fitness Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, getting back to the book, while this book can be used by people engaging in any fitness modality, why do you like to ground these practices in strength training?
Sure, absolutely. You know, strength training, like we know how it benefits our health. It helps with our muscles, our bone density. It helps with chronic pain management, joint pain management. It can also improve sleep, which is a very big part of trauma recovery. Sleep disturbances are part of, you know, trauma disorders and stress disorders. So there's some very practical physiological things you can do, you know, posture correction and pain management. But also it's a natural vehicle to doing an embodied movement practice or a mindful movement practice to really pay attention to what it feels like to move in your body. And I really like this as an injunctive approach to, you know, working on trauma healing and therapy, right? It helps you start to get in touch with your body, and you can bring information from your experiences of being in your body into your therapy. And you can also practice staying in your body when you're under this under stress, right? Exercise and strength training, it is a form of stress. I mean, you know, we think of stress as a bad word, but stress is actually neutral. And so if you want to think of exercise as a good stress, you can do that. But it gives you the opportunity to practice again and again, coming and being with yourself while you're under the stress of exercise or doing a really hard thing, so that when you are later either having challenging conversations with somebody in your life or you're working through something difficult in a therapist's office, you are more able to stay with your body and stay in the moment under the stress of that difficult conversation. And we need to be able to do that in order to heal. So that's another reason why I really like strength training. And the fact of the matter is, you know, it was my experience and a lot of people's experience. If you ask them, people who do show up to the gym to strength train in a sort of long-term fashion, it builds feelings of self-esteem and it builds feelings of self-efficacy and all of these things, whether it's taking control of your health and your sleep or feeling empowered in your body or feeling able to stay present under stress. These are all parts of feeling safe in your body, and you need to feel safe in order to do any healing work.
Well, it certainly makes a lot of sense and really appreciate your feedback. That is a big help. Now, how does your approach to strength training support folks living with trauma in their healing work in therapy? Get into some of those details.
Sure. Yeah. So I have a background in somatic experiencing, which is a modality used oftentimes by therapists to start bringing the body into treatment. Because we have, like, when you think about going to therapy, a lot of the time you think about talking, and that's considered sometimes a top-down approach where you're changing your thought patterns to change your behavior. But sometimes, in order to really get that work done, you need to practice what's known as a bottom-up approach, which is paying attention to the body and finding emotional regulation and with the feelings that are in the body so that you can then do the top-down work. So the work that I do with my clients helps cultivate different skills that would help you with that kind of work. Like I mentioned, paying attention to the body under stress, starting to increase emotional vocabulary through certain sorts of movement, and being able to start making connections between sensations and emotions and images and behaviors. All of these things are connected, and we start to do some of that work. I really ground a lot of my practice in the models from somatic experience.
Laura, again, we really appreciate what you do and for joining us here today on the program. Of course, your book is titled Lifting Heavy Things, Healing Trauma One Rep at a Time. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Sure. You know, one thing I want to let everyone know is I talked about strength training, and I'm talking about it here, but in the book, I really emphasize the approach that I share in this book can really be applied to any movement practice. You can turn any exercise practice into a healing practice, and I really go into that in the book. The other thing I want to let people know is you can, this idea of just a little bit, you know, we're starting small. I want to meet my clients and I want to meet my readers where they're at. and help them figure out ways to just start to bring in a little bit of this work at a time so that it's sustainable and enjoyable.
Laura, thanks for those concluding remarks and advice. Much appreciated. If listeners wanted to get more information on you or to pick up your book, where's the best place to get further details?
You can go to my website, laurakudari.com, and you can also order the book from any of your preferred booksellers.
And I'd say that certainly works easy enough. Again, Laura, all the best, and hopefully we can catch up with you in the future right here on eHealth Radio. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with Laura Kudari, a celebrated personal trainer, trauma practitioner, and educator. Her new book, once again, is Lifting Heavy Things, Healing Trauma One Rep at a Time. And for all the details, visit laurakudari.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.